Welcome to a CEO with a disability, you guys. And I have a favor to ask you guys. Okay, I'll just cut right to the chase. Do you know any cute outfits that can work with a back brace? Because apparently I need a back brace after my surgery. Yes, my surgery's still on. Yes, my surgery's still on. Apparently, I need a back brace. And I was thinking, well, how am I supposed to make this back brace look cuter than a back brace is? So does anyone out there listening to this have any suggestions as to cute lines of clothes that may go over a back brace? Because obviously, I'm a small, but I wear medium, so I don't know how big this back brace will be. But help, because I have a back brace, but I got it in 2009, and I haven't worn it since. So I have it, but it's more streamlined than the scoliosis bucket. And when I say a bucket, I mean a back brace. If you grew up in the 90s, you know the scoliosis buckets by now. And so it's my back brace now, the one that I have, is streamlined enough that it will fit under my clothes. And yes, I will be using it as a backup back brace. But the problem is back braces are hot and Phoenix is Arizona. And Phoenix, Arizona is hot to begin with. So back brace. And can someone help me out here? Because I know how the streamline ones work, but I don't know how the giant ones work anymore. I mean, I haven't had a giant one since before my back surgery. I used to have a giant one, but I don't know how they do it nowadays. And so, yeah, help. People who are into fashion, help. And those of you that know me know that I'm into fashion, so help. So, and trust me, you guys, that is not the point of today's episode. And trust me, I have fashionistas in my life that can help me solve this issue. But if anyone has any brilliant ideas, let me know, because I'm thinking, and I am getting a bone stimulator. They're doing all out for me. I'm getting a bone stimulator. That I'm not so concerned about, because you can hide it underneath your clothes, but the back brace and the heat and blech. So if you have any ideas for those who have back braces or those who have loved ones with back braces, let me know, because I need all the help I can get. I need to re-educate myself on wearing back brace again. Yuck, that's one of my back surgery. And so today we're not going to talk about my back, because I'm sick and tired of talking about it. But today we're going to talk about the difference between watching a podcast and listening to a podcast. Now, they say on YouTube, and I know that YouTube has started podcasting, but when I look at it, I'm thinking audio only. And so when you watch an interview, it's audio and visual. But the way I'm thinking of a podcast is really simple syndication, or SS being really simple syndication for those of you that did not know that. I believe it's really simple syndication, and it's not a YouTube, because a YouTube, you can't sit and watch a YouTube while driving. You can't sit and watch a YouTube while cooking. You might be able to sit and watch a YouTube, watch them do a recipe, but in order to keep the recipe going, you have to you can't be watching on YouTube all the time how they do the recipe. So I think of podcasting more as a listening form, and so I'm going to be listening to as much audio content as I can during back surgery. They say, they just gave me the update. Remember how I said 4 to 5 hours? Well, my doctor says now 5.5 hours. 5.5 hours of a back surgery. And so please, 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 to make the narcotics go away and the pain. And I won't be on narcotics when I go to the rehab center. I will not be on narcotics. I will be semi-off narcotics. And I will be... It will take a little bit of time for anesthesia to go out of my system. It's going to be lovely part on April 24th, but we'll see. We'll see how quickly I get it out of my system. But please, please, please give me your podcast recommendations. Also, podcast only, because I can't be sitting around watching YouTubes. I need some, although I can, but I need something that's a little bit more mobile due to I may have a roommate. We don't know that yet. So please, 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 please give me your podcast recommendation. Give me your Audible recommendations, and I'll just do that temporarily. I'll figure that one out. And please, 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 please make me look cute in this back place, because, yeah, hot back place in Phoenix summer. If you guys have ever been to Phoenix in the summer, you know how hot it gets. So please give me ideas. Maybe I'll just buy a pack of white t-shirts and put it on underneath the back place. And of course, I knew this was coming, but I didn't know that it was going to be custom made. And of course, I didn't know about this person that wouldn't be coming out to my house and custom making it and all this stuff. I just found this out this morning. So I'm trying to look cute in the back place, people. And help me if you have any brilliant ideas. And you can email Danielle, she'll forward them on to me. And so email Danielle, help me. And Danielle has a cute pair of new shoes, the Billy's shoes for her orthotics, which Billy's have now gotten cute. I have seen the ugly ones. For those of you who don't know what Billy's shoes are, they actually have a zipper in the side of them, for specifically made for orthotics. So for those of you who are looking into orthotics, you might want to look into Billy's shoes. Not sponsored. This is cute. And I'm looking for cute back surgery, back brace pros, not necessarily back the dirty clothes, but cute backwards clothes. And I have one top of any that someone handed me. And then maybe I'll just stick on a white t-shirt and call it good, because I'm thinking the back place against. When I did this the last time, it was a horrible mess because, and I had my mommy the last time, and she put stuff under on me before she put the back place on, because the previous back place I had was a bucket. So a bucket and cinched down, and it was to hold my curve in place. Now we're just looking at a back brace for safety reasons after back surgery, but I still want to make it cute. I still want to make it cute. And so, yeah, you guys are going to have to help me. Fashion people who may listen to podcast, help me, because, yeah, and I'll say this, I'll make this public so people can help me out here, because, yeah, and if you want to send get well wishes, you can, and my address is public, mind you, and so if you want to send get well cards, you can, and if you want to send if you want to send flowers, I don't know when I'm going to be home. Otherwise, I would say send flowers. But cards are going to be easier. And people will have access to my house. If it's food related, like chocolates and Hannah and David's being pairs. And so if it's food related, we can do that. It will just stick in my fridge. But I would prefer the get well cards. And for those of you who are the sending good vibes type, yeah, send good vibes. My body will take excellent vibes right now, because my body's, as I record this podcast, believe it or not, my body's in a bunch of pain. But yeah, it's going to be in bigger pain than this. So that being said, please, 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 please just support your favorite podcaster, and it doesn't have to be me, and it doesn't have to be us by any means. But as I said, you can't listen to our YouTube. You can't certainly watch it while you're driving. So this is why Danielle and I thought about this. And yeah, we're going to have a couple other episodes before I go into surgery. And then I will actually, I don't know if we could try to record on the 22nd, which is that Monday, but I don't know because another health medical update came up, and I'm just going to mention this publicly, briefly, so you all know. Hypercalcemia hit, unfortunately, when I got hypercalcemia, which means too much calcium in your bloodstream. If you haven't listened to the episode, go back and figure out the whole story. But hypercalcemia, too much calcium in my bloodstream. Of course, my kidneys had to process the calcium, and my kidneys were working overtime, and so to detox my body. And so a kidney doctor called me yesterday, and I basically said to them, look, it wasn't on my discharge paperwork. Why are you guys calling me? And they said, well, did you have a hospital stay? I go, yes, I did. So, on April 22nd, the day before my back surgery, I'm actually going to meet with a kidney doctor to see what's up. And now, I'm not, unless they say it's emergency, I am not dealing with this kidney stuff until after my back surgery, because, yeah, we've already postponed back surgery long enough, and I want the back surgery again, and then they can do whatever they need to do to help my kidneys. Hopefully, my kidneys will be cooperative to take the anesthesia. They have now had time to settle down. I haven't taken calcium. I've taken magnesium, but magnesium is better than calcium. And yeah, I said, I even asked my doctor, can I take magnesium on the night before? And she said, yes. So magnesium, it shall be. And I've taken magnesium. I didn't take any today because I was burning up the door. But magnesium it shall be, and no more calcium. So I'm hoping that my kidneys didn't get affected by the calcium intake, which was way too much for my body, way too much, which led to the hypercalcemia. So I'm hoping that my kidneys are in good shape for this surgery. I'm hoping that the hypercalcemia has calmed down enough to make my kidneys calm down and not feel like they were on fire. And my doctor, my PCP didn't believe me when I said, I think my kidneys are on fire, we have a problem, because I'm going to the bathroom a million times more than I would like. But it turned out that it was a hypercalcemia, and my doctor didn't believe me, and it just was a whole interesting show. So hopefully the day before my surgery, and they know this, they know I'm having back surgery the day after my appointment. So they know that I'm having back surgery. So hopefully then my kidneys have calmed down enough to then process anesthesia, and I'll keep you guys updated on that. I knew it. Thankfully, it hit my kidneys a minimum amount, so they say, and I had a dietitian tell me this, so I knew this phone call was coming. It just wasn't on my, I got quickly told in the ER to emergency room that, yeah, we'll follow up with kidney specialists. It just wasn't on my discharge paperwork, so I got kind of angry at that. But due to post-COVID care, it's humans being humans, and they got to put the, and they all knew I was having back surgery on April 23rd when I landed up in the ER. So, yeah. To put two and two together, I mean, what helps the body process, and I lose everything? The kidneys. So, of course, yeah. So now I don't know how much my kidneys are affected, but hopefully it's not affected too much so that the kidneys can process my anesthesia, which will be on April 23rd. So, yeah. Danielle, do you want to lead us out? Thank you for following us, you guys. What the cute Bonnie said. What the cute Bonnie said. And yes, and I'll keep you guys updated on my kidney situation. Always something. And then I'll also keep you guys updated on the back surgery situation. As I said, I don't know what my Wi-Fi is going to be like. So we may do a back surgery, a post-op update when I get home. I don't know who's going to be here when I get home as far as guests coming to see me, maybe. But I don't know. But if they land up coming to see me, obviously I won't be recording any year. So I don't know. I don't know what April 23rd on is going to bring. We hope it brings good news, positive news, and we hope that this, they sent me, they would have to go in and do minor stuff. It's not a complete fix, but major surgery is major surgery, and this will be my last major surgery. Minor stuff, I don't mind, but major surgery, and basically what they're doing is replacing every bone and every screw and everything in my back. So, and basically they're redoing my lower back, but still replacing the screws and replacing the rods. So that's that. And so we'll see. Welcome to the wild adventures of CP, and thank you for following us. What's the cute Blondie said? And we will catch you guys next week. Bye, you guys.
Bye.